funny thing happened on the way to Jairus' house. In the midst of that huge crowd following Jesus along the way, he felt someone touch his cloak. Who was that lady? Didn't catch her name. We don't even know where she came from. She's unidentified, just another face in the crowd. Well, I'm here to tell you, she could be any one of us. What we do know is that she's not well, and she is desperate, in need. She's been bleeding for 12 years. That's a very long time. And all that time, no one has been able to help her. She's probably spent all that she had. Time, money, energy. And she's only gotten worse. Day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, it's always the same. Blood. The woman's condition is more than physical, I believe. She's losing more than blood. She's losing her life, its warmth, and all the possibilities. It's a life and death situation. To me, that seems like a spiritual matter. Life and death always is. At one level in this story, it is a story of individual woman. At another level, it is the human story. Her story is our story. It is as much about men as it is about women. When that spark of life is drained, when we go through the motions, we're alive but not really living, we feel disconnected, isolated, all alone. Often we convince ourselves that once this or that happens, everything will be better. As soon as he changes, as soon as she does what I want, as soon as the economy gets better, as soon as I get a new job, as soon as I have enough money, as soon as I have more time, as soon as I get through this project, as soon as, we all have our as soon as. I suspect the bleeding woman spent many of the last 12 years of her life thinking, as soon as. Today, however, is different. Something in her has changed, shifted. She heard about Jesus. Maybe she heard about his teaching, about him casting out demons, about him healing the sick. Or maybe about him calming the storm on the sea. We don't know what she heard, but it was enough to make her believe she can be more than this, a bleeding woman. She would no longer wait on others to fix her life. She refused to be identified with the circumstances of her life. Today, she would reach beyond those circumstances and literally take matters into her own hands, literally with her own hands. Deep within, she knows, if I can just touch his cloak, I will be made well. She touched his cloak, and in that moment, she was changed. We could say that she was transfused. It was enough just to touch. The connection was made and a relationship established. Life no longer leaked out of her but flowed back into her. The hemorrhage stopped, but the healing continued. Who touched my clothes? Jesus asked. He was calling her out. He would not allow her to remain nameless, a nameless face in a crowd. He would not allow her to drift off into obscurity. He named her daughter and sent her on her path of peace. She would no longer be the bleeding woman. She was now a daughter. She has an identity, a place, and a relationship. She has been made whole, healed. She is now fully alive and free to go in peace, to live her life. That is the life that Jesus offers each one of us. We no longer have to live drained of life. We too can know ourselves to be called son or daughter. We too can walk in a path of peace, fully alive. If we just touch his clothes, we too will be healed. Every moment holds before us that opportunity to touch. That means we must reach beyond the circumstances of our lives. We can no longer live as soon as lives. It means we must take matters into our own hands. I'm not suggesting that we are in control, but that we have a choice and a responsibility. Our faith must be active and tangible. How do we do that? We begin by looking at the clothes that Jesus wears. Sometimes he clothes himself in silence and solitude and prayer. Sometimes it's mercy and forgiveness. Sometimes it's thanksgiving and gratitude. Other times, it's compassion and generosity. But always, always it is self-giving love. The very attributes and characteristics of Jesus' life are the clothes he wears and the clothes we are to touch to be healed. Touch and be healed. Touch and be named. Touch and go in peace. Amen.